This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with the Gloucester High School girls hockey coach, Rob Parsons. And Coach, welcome back. We appreciate it. Haven't talked to you guys in a while. Meantime, maybe just a quick review of where you are, 13-3-1 at the moment. How do you look at your overall performance, Rob?
Yeah, so I think it's easy to look at how things have gone in the past, over the past 3 years up until this year, and how could you not be thrilled with where we stand right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, a little bit of a hiccup, not even a hiccup, really. A couple of weeks ago, you played Peabody, and we know how strong they are. They just finally lost their second game to St. Mary's the other night. But tell me a little bit about that game, because it's a close game. Looks like the girls might have learned something from that. Or what did you glean from that with respect to how your team responded in that game?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Peabody team, it provides everybody with a good measuring stick for what it looks like to play an excellent Division I program. They're well coached. They're well disciplined. They have a good goalie. They roll three lines of strong forwards, solid defensive core. So if you're looking to put up a contest against a team like Peabody, you really have to do everything right for three periods. And I think we did pretty much that, except we just happened to come up a little bit short. I think we rang a crossbar with a minute or two left in that third period that could have tied us up and put us into overtime. But I think it is one of those games where even in the loss, you can tell the girls to look at what we've done and see that, like, we could play with anybody out there.
What are you most pleased with about that game in terms of either positioning or effort or defense? What stood out for you for your team?
So great goaltending as a start. So as long as Caden Cusimano has a great game, she's an excellent goalie. So if she can shine, she puts us in a great position to win anything. And then for us, I mean, our best hockey is played when it's a couple things. Disciplined hockey, where we're not chasing pucks, we're playing good position. And then the second thing is when we're playing our small game well, like dumping pucks deep, producing a good forecheck, making the other team make mistakes with just some extra pressure.
You have quite a few kids who played field hockey, championship field hockey, and they're upperclassmen for the most part. How do you see them as bringing along some of the other kids in terms of leading them, meshing them, showing what teamwork is all about?
Yeah, so we have a great core of seniors. We have 10 seniors. We just had our senior night against Masco on Wednesday. And we're not talking about just three senior captains. We're talking about every senior bringing something to the table. Even girls who may not get a lot of playing time, they're there for younger players to bring them along into a program, make them feel welcome, say, hey, you know, even if I'm not getting shifts, if you're not getting shifts, it's not the end of the world. You have a lot of growth that you can still do, right? We do a lot of things in practice that will be beneficial not just for this year, but years moving forward. So just those leadership qualities from all our seniors, including obviously our captains, is really beneficial on a team with some, you know, we have some eighth grade girls who are seeing playing time. But as you know, just from a number standpoint, the core of the team is those senior upperclassmen.
You've had two shutouts in a row now, which indicates, as you mentioned, good goaltending, but also good team defense. And I ask all coaches this, how difficult is it to get kids who come out of maybe youth hockey or playing at a younger age, and all they want to do, I know all I wanted to do in pickup hockey was just take the puck into the zone. I couldn't care less about going back on defense. But as a high school intergalactic program, you have to have all five kids doing it. So are you getting that? I mean, it looks like it's indicated by your goals against. You've only given up 29 in these 15 games.
Yeah, so we do a good job of team defense, and I don't think you're wrong about, I think youth hockey these days, there's a lot of kids who are just looking to score so they can do some, you know, funny celebration mid-ice, and it's maybe a laugh for the parents in the stands and all that, but in this game, the thing you should be least worried about is what kind of celebration you're going to do after. You
know,
I'd rather see you skate to the bench, throw some high fives, line back up for the face-off, and let's just get rolling so we can put the next one in.
Well, that's the old saying, you know, act like you've been there before. So.
Yeah, and I mean, our girls do a good job of that, and they really haven't quite been there, but they act as though they have.
Right.
And part of that, like you said, is because we have a very, like, Lauren Gove, the high school field hockey coach, gives me a culture of winning from all her field hockey players, right? So they just turn that right into what should be a culture of winning for this team. And now that we've been able to put out, you know, a product that is winning, it's like, oh, we've already done this. We did this in field hockey. let's run the table from now until the tournament, and we'll see what we can do and how deep we can get.
I'm glad you mentioned Lauren, because obviously her dad, Don Riley, a great hockey player in his own right and a great coach, but also a man of many sports who teaches kids skills that envelop all sports, and he does it gratis. He does it for the fun of it. He's almost like having another assistant coach for you, because you've got several girls, as we've mentioned, that come from that team, but they've got great hockey skills as well.
Yeah, and I mean, so DR has, he's probably coached more Gloucester High School girls than he has. There are probably more girls in the high school that he has coached than he hasn't. He covers so many sports.
Yeah.
You know, from a student-athlete perspective, across three seasons, mm-hmm. in hockey, field hockey, lacrosse. I mean, the guy, he's incredible. He's there for us every day. And I mean, our other staff members are Dan Juden and Dave Jewell. And I mean, like, we've put together a pretty good group of hockey guys who just really care enough to show up every day to try to give these girls what they can to help them succeed. You know, and I when I say succeed, obviously I mean in the sense that we're going to push ourselves into the tournament this year. Maybe we get a home game if we can keep the seed up. But like, there are some good life lessons that you can gain, and I think coming from the different walks of life that the four of us do, I hope they can take something away from it more than just, oh, we made that tournament that one year. You know, there should be a lot of other things they've learned.
Absolutely, and I know that is the case. We mentioned some of the stars the last time we talked, and everybody knows about your high scores. Coach, is there anybody who you looked at who's made some big strides in terms of improvement since the beginning of the season to now, aside from the superstars that you have?
Yeah, so we got a lot of those girls who have scored a bunch of points, right? And if we're not going to cover them, kids who are doing the little things that need to be done to win games, like Ari Scholar. Ari Scholar was a senior captain for the field hockey team. She's got more points than she had last year, but she's not in our top couple three scorers. But she is an absolute force on the penalty kill. When we're regular strength, she's forechecking all the time. And Sydney Bushy's another one. So maybe in like that midpoint range. But they are, you know, they're just girls that go every single shift. They give it 100% all the time. I mean, we're running maybe somewhere between 11 and 13 players any given game. I could name them all off, but if we're just talking about just a couple kids who've really shown high effort, high intensity with, you know, skipping a few of the obvious ones who have scored 25 points, then that two of those two girls would be right up there.
Well, like with football, I always like to give the coach a chance to talk about his linemen, because everybody reads in the paper about the, you know, the skill players, the guys who score the touchdowns, and in hockey it's those people who score the goals and make the saves. So it's always good to give a mention, like you mentioned, penalty kill and stuff like that, and people contributing in other areas. So that's important. Coach, only a few games left, and you're starting off. You got Fenwick Saturday at 5:00 down in Danvers. So tell me what the preparation is and what you expect.
Well, it'll be a great game for, I think, Gloucester as a whole, because we have about four kids from Gloucester who go to either the Tech or Fenwick, so there'll be some familiar faces from Cape Ann youth hockey, girls that I've personally coached since, you know, when they were maybe 10 or 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Girls who are friends with the girls on our team, so, you know, everybody puts that aside when you step on the ice, but I'm sure there will be some great pictures between, you know, Keegan and Maya Jewell, who are cousins, and they'll be on opposing teams. They'll probably be, you know, their parents thrown in there too, a couple other guys who played hockey when they were younger. And I think it should be an exciting game. They've looked good. I think they've won three of their last five. They're in a strong conference, so it's hard. You can't just say, oh, you know, their record indicates X when you don't really know what that is, because we haven't seen all the teams that they've seen.
Right. Well, I love the fact that you mentioned also that you got kids from the same community going to the two different schools. That should be fun for bragging rights afterwards.
It absolutely should. I would say if these two teams can't get fired up for this one, it'd be tough to get fired up for anything.
All right, Rob, you sound fired up, and you ought to be. Great job so far. Hope to talk with you before or during the tournament.
Sounds good. Excellent. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck. Take care. All right, that's Rob Parsons, who is the Gloucester High School girls hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.